the entertainment on the field, provided by the United States Treasury Department, in the interest of selling Treasury bonds, is just about at an end, and the main attraction of the evening is about to go on. Here's Dick Donovan off here to our left. He's still throwing. Right in front of me here is Tommy Burns. Here's the announcement bringing the Treasury show to a close. Listen to it now.
Thank you very much, gentlemen, for coming. And ladies and gentlemen, let's give them a big round of applause.
Well, if adjectives help, the White Sox are a cinch to beat the Yankees in this series. The Chicago City Council, in a resolution introduced by Mayor Daley, hailed the White Sox today for unusual enthusiasm, excellent ability, and unexcelled devotion, and assured the White Sox that the people of Chicago have unfailing support, unquenchable loyalty, and unreserved pride in them. The resolution did not mention the Yankees by name, but referred to them as, quote, cunning with measureless chicanery and sleepless tenacity. Mayor Daley, you know, is a great Sox fan as well as a thousand hitter. He's had two hits and two times at bat so far this summer in City Council softball games. Here are the umpires. Here are the lineups. I'll let you listen to them here at Yankee Stadium. McDougal and Scarron on the infield, Norrin, Mantle and Howard in the outfield, and the battery, Byrne and Vera. McKinley will be the umpire back of the plate. Beautiful night for baseball, and I hope you're going to be able to hang around for every play. And boy, this should be some game. Let's hope the White Sox get off on the right foot here tonight with Dick Donovan, a really great pitcher. Now, very shortly, after one more announcement, I imagine they'll give you the umpires. We'll hear our national anthem.
The umpire at the plate, Bill McKinley. At first base, John Brownstein. At second base, Jeff Sharma. And at third base, Johnny Berry.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Yankee Stadium, our national anthem. pitchers here tonight. This fella Byrne has had a remarkable control record this year, which is amazing for him. Byrne has won 8 and lost 2. Against the White Sox, he's 1-1. And his lifetime record against the White Sox, 7-6. Donovan, a right-hander, whose fastball is a natural slider, is 13-3. In 1955, this season, he is 3-0, and that is his lifetime record. Beautiful night. The Yankees are in white. The White Sox are in traveling gray. Myers coaching at third, Gutteridge at first, Lawler's back in the lineup. Manoso in his leadoff spot, where he has started to shine and looked a little bit like himself again, is waiting off to the side of the plate. The left-hand pitcher Byrne is getting in his practice throws, and we're just about set to roll. Tommy Byrne has allowed 32 runs this year. 26 of those runs were earned. He's had 35 strikeouts, and he's walked 39 batters. Minoso, who's stepping up to lead off, is batting 260 and has 35 runs batted in. The first pitch of the game is a ball that's high. Game is underway. Latecomers are milling around in the aisles. It's a beautiful night. Byrne is into the motion again. And a strike call around the knee. Now this is a triple-deck stand, Yankee Stadium. It extends out into left field and out into right field. And then there's a tremendous open-face bleacher all the way across center field. Next pitch, outside at the shoulder, ball two. Tommy Byrne has won 3 of his last 4 starts. Beat the White Sox at Chicago in his last starting assignment, 4-3, on Howard's home run in the 8th inning. That's a ball way outside. That game evened his season record against the Sox at 1-1 and made his lifetime record against his former teammates 7-6. The 3-1 pitch is coming up at Yankee Stadium. Byrne pitching to Minoso. It is on the way. And it's hit a fly ball into left center field. It's going to be caught by Norin. He's camping under the ball. One out. One out. That'll bring up Nelson Fox. Fox, a 312 hitter with 41 runs batted in. Fox had a rough day Sunday in the doubleheader against the Boston Red Sox. There are those that feel that Fox should hit left-handers very well. Here's a strike in across the knee. Fox is a tremendous bunter, as most of you know, but for some reason or other, he seldom bunts against left-handers, who when they go through with their motion are frequently off stride and would have a hard time fielding a bunt down the third baseline. Here's a pop-up. Just up the third baseline, about 20 feet, Yogi Berra goes up the line, catches that ball, 20 feet up the line, and about 1 foot foul, two out. George Kell coming up. George Kell has hit safely in 21 of his last 25 games going into tonight's game. He's driven in 20 runs during that period, strike calls, and has raised his season average from 263 to 311. His record during the streak, 37 hits for 91 times at bat, 9 doubles and 1 home run for a mark of 407. Here's what you would call a smart hitter, scientific hitter, whichever term you want to use, or some synonym for those. But he is. He hits to all fields, hits down both foul lines, and is a real clever man with that bat. There's a ball. It's wide, 1-1. Two out in the first inning. The pitcher Byrne, the White Sox pitcher, will be Donovan. Now the pitch to Cal, way outside, a ball. George Kell, number one in the back of his gray traveling uniform. And a swing and a tip foul. In the American League, Detroit leads Baltimore 6-4 at the end of 7. Washington leads Kansas City 8-3 at the end of 7. In the National League, the Giants beat the Cubs in extra innings 6-5. Tomorrow, the game at 2 o'clock New York time. Thursday, game at 2 o'clock New York time. Here we have a 2-2 count on Byrne. The outfield playing normal position. Nobody swung over even a foot. Now the windup again and the 2-2 pitch. That's a swing, a base hit to center field. There's the first hit of the game. As he lined that ball past the pitcher shoulder high into center field. Since the All-Star game, Groppo has hit at a 373 clip with 19 hits and 51 times at bat. Included in his hits the last 14 games have been three doubles, one triple, and two home runs. He's driven in 14 runs and boosted his batting average from 266 to its present 287. First pitch, a very high pop-up on the right side of the infield. McDougal, right in the base path, is waiting. Got it to retire the side. Now, Tommy Byrne, of late, and especially in Chicago, was coming in very, very frequently with a half-speed pitch, slow curve, up around the shoulders, and he throws it not too often, so that when he does throw it, it's effective. And just as like that, on that occasion, Groppo swung at that ball that looked as big as a basketball, and he popped it up. No runs, one hit, and one man left. The score, at the end of the first half of the first inning, White Sox, no runs, one hit. The Yankees are coming to bat. Coming up to lead off is Irv Noren. Noren batting left-handed, 254 hitter with 54 runs batted in. Donovan, here's a swing and a hit right over third. That ball over the third baseman's head. Minoso firing the ball into second base. He's going to try. He is out at second base. Out at second base. Minoso threw a perfect strike from the foul line. Fox handled the ball. Fox had the base blocked off. Noren slid right into the glove and the ball. He is out. And if you're keeping a scorecard on this big ball game, credit him with a base hit. There's a great throw from left field. Now, Donovan had won eight straight before losing to Boston in a one-inning relief stint on Saturday. He has three wins and no losses in competition with the Yankees, winning 5-3, 2-1, and 8-6. He has pitched four shutouts and has an earned run average of 2.80. Now stepping in for New York is Elston Howard, 3-11 hitter with 27 runs batted in. Number 32 in the back of his white uniform, a ball, it's close. In the big Boston-Cleveland game, it's Sullivan, a right-hander, against Score, a left-hander. One out here, Yankees batting, no score, last of the first inning. A great throw by Minoso cut Norin down at second base, trying for a double. Ball, it's close. Ball two. Kell, Carrasquel, strike. Fox, Dropo on the infield. In the outfield, it's Minoso in left field, Busby in center field, and Bob Niemann with his right wrist taped up playing in right field. Sherman Lawler is back in behind the plate. Ball two and a strike one count and a swing and a miss. That time he threw him a big curveball. Now this Donovan's fastball is a natural slider. And that is his number one pitch. That's his money pitch. He also throws a curveball occasionally. Got a pretty good fastball and he's got good control. And he keeps that ball low. And what I mean by good control is this. Donovan has pitched 132 innings and given 30 bases on ball. 132 innings, 30 bases on ball. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. He went for one a foot outside and low. For Donovan, that is his 63rd strikeout of the year. Don't get away from that radio tonight. This is going to be some game. If anybody knocks or rings the bell, let them stay out in the hall. This is a game here tonight. You won't want to miss a play. This place is positively electric here tonight. The New York Yankees have come home off a road trip, and the Chicago White Sox, who are banging at that door, are here tonight. And here's Gil McDougall's spike called. He tried to hold up. And I cannot be sure whether that was a called strike or whether the umpire has indicated that he swung halfway around. But anyway, it's a strike. Kell guarding the foul line. Chico pretty far over, almost right in between second and third. Frankie Crosetti coaching at third. Bill Dickey over at first. A twister, strike called on the outside corner. Big Dick Donovan. 13-3 against Tommy Byrne, 8-2. In this big ball game tonight at Yankee Stadium, Donovan bends way forward, looks down. Here's the pitch, a ball. It's low outside. Ball one and a strike two count. Latecomers are still coming in. Donovan is kicking the pitching rubber. The field looks in real good shape. That grass is just as green as a golf course. McDougal, with a .280 batting average and 35 runs batted in, has somewhat changed the stance that he brought with him from Beaumont, Texas, and which you would notice immediately. There's a curve and a line hit to left field. He hit a curveball and slaps it over the left side of the infield for hit number two. Here's Yogi Berra. Berra, famous Yankee catcher and Iron Man, among co-owner Dan Topping's guests tonight, seated right back of us here, are former Governor Dewey of New York and the present Governor Collins of Florida. Yogi Berra, .275 hitter with 66 runs batted in. And a dangerous man with a bat in his hand. Ball is low. Norin led off with a single, was out trying to get a double. Howard struck out. McDougal hit a half-speed curveball and lined it into left field for a hit. Yogi Berra, the batter, a fastball. It's too low, ball two. Yogi Berra. White Sox keep up a line of chatter out there in the infield. Cal Carrasquel, Fox, Dropo. Fox is pulled way over toward first base. The right fielder, Niemann, is standing right in front of the fence. It's only 315 feet here in New York down the foul lines, but the stand arches out then abruptly. Base runner on first base edging. That's a ball low and outside. Ball three. Mickey Mantle is in the on-deck circle. Yankee base runner on first base. Yogi Berra, the hitter. Donovan again picks up the rosin bag. The outfield is swung way to the right. That is a ball he walked in. Let's pause here for station identification. This is the WCFL, Chicago White Sox Baseball Network. This is WCFL, the voice of labor in Chicago. Mickey Mantle, a switch hitter, batting left-handed against the right-hand pitcher, has a batting average of 304 and has had 64 runs batted in. Ball, it's too low. He's having a little bit of trouble getting the ball over. Now the second baseman, Nellie Fox, walks in. Nellie's got a big chew in his left cheek. There he goes. Somebody back here yelled, "Get the midget out of there." Nellie Fox. Ball one, two on and two out, last of the first inning. Kenny has the sign. There's a ball. It's off the corner at the knee. Ball two. Scourin is in the on-deck circle. Donovan again takes his glove off and roughs the ball around in his hands. Takes a look at the base runners. McDougal out on second base. Yogi Berra over on first base. And a ball. It's outside again. That's seven straight wide ones. Time is called. And manager Marty Marion is coming out to the mound. Marty Marion is out in the center of the diamond. Tomorrow it's going to be Harry Bird, 5-4, a right-hander, against Lopez. Those are the definite pitching choices for tomorrow. Both announced. Harry Bird, a right-hander, against Lopez, a left-hander. In the final game, it'll be Turley for New York, and I believe Trucks for the White Sox. Next pitch is a ball. He walked him, loading the bases. So the White Sox are faced with an alarming situation as early as the first inning here at Yankee Stadium. As after Noren singled and was out trying for two, Howard struck out, McDougal singled, Berra and Mantle have walked on eight straight pitches, and the bases are loaded with Yankees, and Scourin, a 346 hitter with 41 runs batted in, is up. This is a good time to get out any good luck piece that you have or four-leaf clovers, because this is an alarming situation in the first inning. Scourin A boy from Weber High School, Chicago, who went to Purdue University, is a stocky right-hand hitter. Number 14 on the back of his white uniform, and the first pitch to him, a swing and a ground ball to Chico, should get it. The play to second, and it's out! Got out of the jam. I didn't think he was going to get him. He threw the ball to second base, and Mantle is arguing about it. I thought they were going to miss him, but they got him, and he is out of the jam. Scarron slapped the ground ball to deep short that Carrasquel made a fine stop on, fired the ball to Fox, and Mickey Mantle is forced out at second base on a play that's so close, I hate to even think about it. He's still arguing with the second base umpire about it. In the inning, no runs, two hits, two walks, three men were left on the base. And the score at the end of the first inning, the White Sox, no runs, one hit. The Yankees, no runs and two hits. Leading off is Bob Niemann, a 263 hitter with 41 runs batted in. And a ball, it's slow. Here's the final score. Washington, 9 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors. Kansas City, 3 runs, 9 hits, and no errors. That's the first win in a long time for Porterfield, who's been sidelined with a bum back. Niemann swings. A high short fly into right field. Should be easy for the second baseman or the right fielder. Howard is going to take it. One out. Center fielder Jimmy Busby batting .241 with 31 runs batted in. No score. Second inning. But the White Sox had a terrific scare in the first inning. Bases loaded and Scarron up. First pitch to Jim, a little bit too low. A ball, ball one. Tommy Byrne depends on slow balls, curves. Pops a fastball in there once in a while, change-ups. Here's a bunt down the third baseline, but it's going to go foul. Foul ball. In the National League, Brooklyn at Cincinnati, Philadelphia at Milwaukee, and Pittsburgh at St. Louis. Those are all night games. In the afternoon game, the New York Giants defeated the Cubs 6-5. This is the first game of a three-game series with an afternoon game tomorrow, Wednesday, and an afternoon game on Thursday. One out in the second inning, and Busby the batter. Busby hit a high outside pitch on a line into right field. White Sox hit number two. Two hits apiece, no score. Now, Carrasquel, in the last week or so, has really started to pull that ball hard to left field. And I noticed out here tonight in batting practice, boy, he was really hitting that ball. His average, 258, with 32 runs batted in. Busby over on first base. Quick throw over, back in plenty of time. Getting a sign again, and a strike gets around the knee. One strike. Lawler is in the on-deck circle. Next pitch is too low, a ball. Yogi Berra was ready to fire that ball down to second base. He thought the base runner was going to go, but Busby, after leaping off to try to upset the pitcher, stayed there. We'll keep you posted every inning on the Cleveland-Boston game as we get it. Next pitch, a swing and a foul tip. Ball one and strike two. Andy Carey at third. Hunter at short. McDougal at second. Scourin at first. Norrin, Mantle, Hunter, or Howard in the outfield. Yogi Berra back at the plate. Left-hander Tommy Byrne, 8 wins and 2 losses, is on the mound. Busby edging. There he goes. Here's the throw down, and he is in there. The ball rolls in the center field, and he's going to go to third base. Let's see how they score it now. It'll be a stolen base, that's for sure, and an error for Berra on the throw. That's it. Score that if you're keeping a scorecard. A stolen base for Busby and an error for Yogi Berra. For Busby, that is his 8th stolen base of the year. Covering second base on the play was McDougal. Berra threw the ball after McDougal had gotten to second base. He threw the ball over to the first base side of second. McDougal tried to double back and grab the ball, but he couldn't, and it went out into right center field, and Busby goes to third. Now we have a ball 2, strike 2 count, a swing and a miss. Carrasquel just struck out with a good scoring chance. Man on third and only one out. For Tommy Byrne, that is his 36th strikeout of the year. The Tigers and the Orioles are playing a twi-night doubleheader, and they're tied in that first game in extra innings, 6-6. Now here is Sherman Lawler, a 270 hitter with 42 runs batted in. Man on third, a swing and a foul. It's going out of play off here to the right. One strike. Well, Chico had a great chance there to get his 33rd RBI of the year with Busby a speedball on third base and only one out. But he struck out. He went for a low curveball and struck out. Byrne had 35 strikeouts going in, so he now has 36. Andy Carey pulled over near the bag at third. Billy Hunter, hands on his hips, deep at short. Mantle right in line with center field. Left fielder is Norrin. The right fielder is Howard. And Tommy Byrne looks at the base runner, Busby. Now he's ready. 2 out. The pitch high, outside, a ball. Tommy Byrne roughs a new baseball around in his hands. He didn't like that one after looking at it. Got a new one from umpire McKinley. That is a ball. It's high inside again. Ball 2 and a strike 1 count. Cleveland scored a run in their half of the first inning at Boston. The Red Sox are now batting. The pitchers are Score and Sullivan. We'll give you an inning-by-inning report on that game, as well as keeping you posted just as frequently as we can on that one. Here's a swing and a foul during the course of this game, because those two teams, Cleveland and Boston, are right up in the thick of this race, too. Here the Sox have a scoring chance in the second inning. It was better a few minutes ago when Busby was on third with one out. He's still there with two out. The Yankees had a good scoring chance in their half of the first inning. They had the bases loaded with two out, and Scourin grounded to Chico, who got a force out at second on a hairline decision. Tommy Byrne fidgeting around, taking a lot of time. That's a swing and a very high infield fly. Here's the first baseman, Scourin, coming down the line, and he grabs that ball for the out. Garin came down toward the plate about two-thirds of the way from first to the plate and about 3 feet foul to take that ball. On the way down, his cap blew off, and he was visibly staggering because he wasn't sure whether Barrow was going to try to get it. He looked at him two or three times and ran around in a bit of a circle. He was afraid of a collision, but Yogi Berra jumped out of the way, and he caught the ball for the out. In that inning, no runs, one hit, and one man left on the base. The score at the end of the first half of the second inning, the White Sox, no runs, two hits. The Yankees, no runs, two hits. Now the first batter for New York will be Andy Carey, batting .257. Then Byrne, .214. And then Hunter, .244. Here's a fly ball into right field. It should be caught, and it is caught. Hunter hit a fly ball deep into right field, and Niemann went back and caught it for the out. Byrne has had 9 hits in 42 at-bats. Batting average of .214. In the Brooklyn-Cincinnati game, it's Don Newcomb against Manarsin for Cincinnati. Tommy Byrne bats left-handed. And I'll never forget that ball game here at Yankee Stadium when he came up for the White Sox and hit a grand slam home run into those right field stands against the New York Yankees. Tommy will never forget it either, because he told me in Chicago that that was one of the top thrills that he's had in baseball. Strike right in there. Kell, Carrasquel, Fox, Dropo in the infield. The outfield, Minoso, Busby, and Niemann. The battery, Donovan and Lawler. And a swing and a tap on the ground. Tough chance. The pitcher going to get it and runs to the bag. He made the play himself. Here was a ground ball between first and the mound, but closer to first base. It was taking high, slow hops, and the pitcher running over for the ball kept right on going and beat the batter to first base for an unassisted play, something that you seldom see. Billy Hunter batting in the ninth spot. Hunter has a batting average of .244 and has 20 runs batted in. No score at New York. We're in the last of the second. Each team has threatened once. Sox had the best chance. They had a man on third with one out. Here comes the pitch. A ball. It's low. Yankees had the bases loaded in the first inning with two out, and Scourin hit into a force-out. In the Pittsburgh Cardinal game, the pitchers are Littlefield and Arroyo. And a swing and a very high fly ball. It's foul down the first baseline. There's a play on the ball. Dropo leans in and grabs that ball for the out. Walt Dropo leaned right in among the cash customers and grabbed that ball for the out. So it's three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. At the end of two full innings of play at Yankee Stadium in New York, White Sox, no runs, two hits, no errors. Yankees, no runs, two hits, and one error. In the Philadelphia-Washington second game, Shea against Kellner.